So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hi. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hi, listeners.
What is... special day.
This is a special day. We are very excited. Jess.
This is a very special episode.
It's a very special episode. And Jess, you know, how are you? What's happening? Have you been? I miss you, of course.
You know,
always. Yeah.
I miss you dearly. Potentially we'll see you next week in person, live,
oh,
in the flesh.
Oh my God. IRL. How exciting. Yay.
We will hug through plastic bags. I am good. I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. Ryan is here. He's really gotten to know my parents.
How lovely.
Maybe a little too well.
I'm not supposed to talk yet.
It's okay. A little too well.
You ruined the surprise. How are you, Maggie?
Oh, you know, the huge. not much to report over here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I just have been hanging out with my mom. My mom got fully vaccinated. I'm so grateful.
Good.
You know, I'm like, thank you, God. I mean, and it's been like a couple weeks since she got the second shot. So.
So she going nuts?
Yeah, we have a rager tonight. We're going to throw a rager and
and watch the Titanic.
Yes. You know what's so funny? I was talking about Titanic last night with my niece.
You're obsessed.
At length. Obsessed. Like, she's 10, and I was like telling her all these horrifying facts about Titanic, as if it wasn't horrifying enough. You know, I have to just bombard her with these facts. She's like, why are you talking, Aunt Maggie? Okay. But anyway, yes. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, since we're talking about your mom,
yeah.
I, you know, thought that maybe we'd pitch an episode where we both, you know, interview our moms,
yes,
the people that birthed us, because they must have their own childhood memories.
That's right. Moms do too.
Before they,
you know,
they do.
You know,
they do remember stuff.
Right.
So our very special guest, I'm so excited to introduce. She's right next to me. She birthed me through her canal. It was a short birth, but it happened. She is a wonder mom, might you say. I know that usually we do an intro where you get to tag on, but you don't know that much about my mom, so now
it's all you, Jess. It's all you.
The intro on my own. Let's see. She's Brooklyn, born and raised.
Wow.
New Yorker, super mom. She works and owns Marty's of the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Yay!
40 years 41. On the ocean. Excuse me. 41, she says.
Wow.
41 years in the Ocean City Boardwalk, well before I was born. She, what else are your other accolades?
That might be it. This might be a short interview.
She has two children. She raised a dog. She's really good at...
dog lived at 20.
No, she's really good at decorating things. Has a great eye for designing
stuff.
Nice!
Great birthday parties. I made you
great birthday parties. Aww. She's a great cook. She made great turkey meatballs last night.
Oh.
Please welcome to the pod, Meryl Saul.
Yay!
Now you
Hi, Meryl.
Did you mention that I interrupt quite a bit? And
she's a talker.
We love that. We want you to interrupt us. Please. We talk too much on this podcast.
There have been a couple of times where I've had to just say shh.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, last night we watched, I don't know if you've seen it, Maggie,
what?
But I recently have been obsessed with Pete Davidson. We watched The
great.
King of Staten Island
last
night.
Oh. My choice.
Yeah, Merle's
my
choice.
My selection.
Your selection.
We watched it.
What did you guys think? I haven't seen it.
We loved
it was good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
We loved it.
He really, I really enjoyed his performance. It kind of all seemed like... It was improv. You
I
know?
Felt like a little bit of it was improvised because I feel like Judd Apatow does that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he wants his scenes to be like, all right, here's your situation. You guys, if something comes out and you're yelling at each other, just let it happen. But, like, excellent cast.
Wow. Actually,
well, there were a lot of comedians. Comedians in it. So, you know, there was some improv going on. I thought it was great.
But
we
really
enjoyed it.
But, like, Pete Davidson is kind of, you know, we were talking about how he's, like, that sick look
he's
got.
He's so hot.
He's like, oh, I want to take care of
you. I know. I'm like, you look terminally ill, and I just want to take care review. We can cut that out. Okay.
No, he's had also gorgeous girlfriends.
I know.
Like, engaged.
It's crazy.
I think he used to be like, huh? What's happening?
Because he's like a goof. He's like 6 feet and lanky. But we highly recommend 4.5 stars.
Nice.
It was a little long. Mm-hmm. We stayed up till 2:30 watching it.
It really wasn't that long. I think
it was pretty long. It was like 2.5 hours.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But we highly recommend. So you weren't born in Staten Island, but you were born Brooklyn raised, baby.
Wow. So Meryl, what part of Brooklyn were you born in and where were you raised?
Well, Canarsie.
Canarsie. Wow. Okay.
And do I sound like I'm from Brooklyn? Still?
I mean,
you doing an accent?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
Maggie was born and raised in New York.
I too. Like, yes, yes. I know I seem like I'm from Nebraska, but I.
I was just gonna say you're fibbing, Maggie. You are not in New York.
I know. I seem like I'm like a Wisconsin girl. You know.
You do have a Midwest vibe.
Everyone says that, and I'm born and raised in Harlem. It's so random. You know.
I think it's the Irish blood that's like
it's really coming through.
Yes.
And just
yes.
Mixing it up a little bit.
Well, not every New Yorker is like, give me a fucking hot dog.
Sometimes I like to act like that, but it's just fake, you know? It's not real.
Yeah, but we haven't been in New York since 15, and that was the suburbs, and yet my brother sounds like he'll knock
my
your
Oh, really?
Like he'll knock your socks. Yeah.
And
when we start telling stories and we get into
that's
it,
so
our
funny.
Accents really come out.
So now, does your brother, does he live in Florida as well, or is he...
Yeah, whole family's
here.
Oh,
nice. And so you were in Canarsie till you were 15. Okay. And
No.
But tell us.
So New York, so if you were from Brooklyn, mm-hmm. you either moved to Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
And most people from Brooklyn went straight to Staten Island. My family wound up in Rockland County.
Okay.
Sing the song.
Right. Rockland County.
Sing song.
Rockland County.
There's a song?
That's a song.
Not that I know.
This is news to me. I didn't know there was a song.
It's Maggie, it's news to me. I do not know.
What is Jess talking about?
You used to say it. Rockland County. You used to say that was a song. Don't even tell me that I'm lying. That's the thing. Rockland County.
Are there any other lyrics aside from just Rockland County?
No, because guess what? It doesn't exist. She just made that up.
I wish
I had my brother on speed dial.
Oh my god,
that's so funny.
Maybe it would be really funny if we did dial. We did do a dial in Jay maybe halfway through the podcast.
Oh
my god,
you'd have to.
He just sounds angry all the time.
Oh, I
like,
love
he's
that.
Like, it has this stereotypical, like, and then the fucking this and the fucking that.
Right. And I'm like, shh, the kids,
that
the kids.
That is so funny.
But he is a big teddy bear. But, boy, I wish I could dial in. But he would probably say, what the fuck are you calling me for? Now I'm working. But if I told him he'd be on a podcast, he'd take over.
Oh, I love it.
We might have to do an Uncle Jay podcast.
Oh, I would be happy to. We got to get him on the pod.
We should.
Uncle J Boss. Okay, so you grew up, you have two siblings.
Yes.
No Rockland County song.
No Rockland County, I swear to you.
If I recall or something, I will promise I will just jump right in there and start singing it. But to my knowledge, I do not remember Rockland County song.
Okay.
Not even a camp song. Anyway, but shout out, we didn't even realize this, to my gorgeous mom who passed away. That is my beautiful mom in the background.
Oh, is that
is
on the left?
Do you see that picture?
Is that a fur coat I'm seeing?
That is a fur coat. She was a model.
She was
Stop
a model.
It. She was well,
a
she, I can't, stunning, it's yeah. a little blurry, but she is gorgeous. I can tell that she's a queen. Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's just bizarre that we're doing this mom thing, and then I just happened to notice that, I mean, she's been gone for a while. She passed away very young, but there she is, mom.
Is she blonde?
Making sure I tell the story.
Is she a blonde?
Redhead.
Redhead.
Naturally? Was she naturally red?
Yes.
Wink, wink. Wink, wink, eyebrow.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. If you want to contact or something. Yes, of course.
Wow.
So was
what was your mom's name?
Arlene.
Arlene. I love that name.
Arlene, my beautiful mom.
That's beautiful.
So one of my, thank you, Mac. One of my memories is.
Oh, we're slipping right in.
Oh, man, I got to get those memories because. wait to be interviewed. This is only two.
Well, we just go with the flow here, you know, whatever you want to say.
You want to share a pre-mem?
You can share a pre-mem. You know.
Yeah, go ahead. You said your memory.
Well, I'm going to scratch it off because
okay,
I'm only
scratch alive. Scratch it off. Okay.
Well, my gorgeous mom, there she doesn't have her beehive updo, but you can see that's quite a, can I bring up the picture?
Oh, please bring it closer. Yeah, I want to see.
So I just want to show you hairstyles in the 60s.
Totally.
Have you ever seen hairspray?
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's part of my story.
How?
Some of my scraps.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a... This
wow. Is she is absolutely stunning. She is so stunning.
Thank you.
My God.
But,
I am seeing that beautiful. Gorgeous hair that... My God, she's fabulous. I'm very inspired by this look.
Yeah, that is a Maggie look.
Maggie, okay.
She loves a fur coat.
Yeah. The fur.
I have a couple furs.
And look at the rings, Maggie. Can you see the rings?
Wait, she has rings on. Oh,
yes. But it's gorgeous and as queen-like, and like she was just wonderful. This is just her outer beauty. Her inner beauty was just.
Oh yeah.
Just incredible. A beautiful, warm woman.
Oh, loving, that is so nice.
Very caring.
That is so.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to make this the Meryl podcast because I have.
It is. We're interviewing.
No, because I just had another memory when you said the jewelry.
What was your first memory? You didn't say it.
Okay, the first memory was the hair because in those days they were called beauty parlors.
Right.
To get hair like that,
you
weren't in the bathroom blow drying your hair.
Right.
You had to go to the beauty parlor and make an appointment. Which we did, and it was similar to one of these, chairs, and they pumped it up. And one of my memories was every week, because the women got their hair done every week. And when I say got it done every week, they did not wash their hair after the next appointment in the beauty parlor. So it was a one-time thing.
Wow. Okay.
One-time thing. You did not mess up your hair. You did not go swimming. If you did, you did the old dunkaroo up to here. So, and that was it. So, okay. So when my mom was getting her hair done, either that style, the flip was very big, or the beehive.
Right.
Which went all the way up to there.
Classic.
I love it.
A lot of teasing, a lot of hairspray, a lot of aerosol hairspray.
Oh, wow.
A lot of, if you light your hairspray, what do you call it when it's flammable?
Right.
Very flammable.
Right.
Really
dangerous.
Flammable.
Thing that will marry.
Dangerous.
Yes,
danger.
So as Vinny, I'll never forget, Vinny was teasing and all the moms would sit there and smoke.
Oh my God, how that is very precarious.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So to this day, it's always mind-blowing how we just didn't blow sky high, because every other chair, every woman was just,
But you also were sitting in the waiting room.
No, there was no waiting room.
For the
I
area.
Would sit, no, like right on the floor.
Oh, you were, so you're like, you're like the daughter, young daughter sitting on the floor watching mom get her hair done. Oh, that's so nice.
Right, the floor. Adjusting cigarette smoke all coming down like that. And mommy looks so pretty. Like,
oh my goodness.
Thank you, babe. And the hairspray. And they would just light up the cigarettes.
Wow.
And that is definitely one of the memories I
and
have.
Do you ever, remember in the beginning of the movie Hairspray? Did you ever see it?
Maybe? Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
When they're like at the bar smoking cigarettes and you're like
drinking martinis
and then pregnant.
Oh, right. That's right. I haven't seen it in a while because I love the songs and I love, it's all great.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love it.
Such a great movie.
So that was real. They did
that's
that.
Fabulous.
Absolutely. All moms smoke. We were low birth weight babies. Like,
yeah.
5-6 pounds and.
Totally.
Right.
My mom smoked through my brother's pregnancies, not through mine.
Oh, really?
And I turned out the worst. So what does that tell you?
How old is your mom?
My mom she's actually 73.
73,
she had me very late when she was 44. So, but she had my brothers in the late 70s and early 80s. So they're much older, but, Yeah, so she, you know, she was drinking and smoking.
She smoked even then?
Yeah.
In the 70s, that was the thing,
oh,
too?
Oh, yeah. Mm, yeah. Yeah. It was, I feel like it wasn't until the 90s, right, where women were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't drink a lot when we're pregnant, right?
Maybe we shouldn't just smoke a pack a day while we're...
I mean, because they didn't know, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
No, they didn't know.
There was no warning. They, you know, that was all.
There are actually some 90s. Cigarette ads that show that it's healthy for you or that it's good for you.
There were no regulations on what ad company. There were no laws about what ad companies could do and say until.
Right.
Yeah.
I do. I actually think there's an ad, one of these old ads where someone is smoking. I mean, it's a doctor saying these are the best cigarettes for you. It was pretty scary. But yeah, so we didn't blow up. And then another one. We didn't blow up when the hairspray and they were smoking. But I do remember that vividly. And Vinny just, oh my God.
Vinny was the hairdresser?
Vinny was the hairdresser. Little Vinny.
Was he a character?
Vinny was a character.
Now, Vinny is a man or a woman?
Vinny was a man.
Right.
Were there a lot of men who were hairdressers, or were there female hairdressers?
I kind of just remember my pod, our chair.
Yes.
Where I sat on the floor, little Vinny pumping up the chair, teasing, lots of teasing, the spraying, lighting cigarettes. And then to tie in another memory, my mother was amazing. And she would go... Because when we were in Rockland County, it was freezing. We had really cold winters. And she would go down in her robe to warm up our car to put the heat on. Because God forbid her children sat in the car for 2 minutes getting cold. But she warmed it up. She was smoking cigarettes with the window open. So we went into a very, very warm car. But it was
filled with
cigarettes. But you did not, and you just opened the car like, oh, good morning, you know, and and you had no clue that this was bad for you or wrong or shouldn't be. It was just cloud of smoke, and it was just the way it was.
Did everyone have that smell? Do you remember just like smelling?
Oh, did we go into, I don't know, but everyone smoked.
Because everyone smoked. I feel like when I was growing up, we went into a friend's apartment. That was like the mom smoked inside. Ooh. We're like, oh, that's like the trashy apart, like the trashy family, and like that. But everybody smoked.
Yeah,
everyone smoked. They made it very glamorous. Totally. Virginia Slims. Did you ever see
Oh yeah, Virginia Slims. Very glamorous. I think my mom used to smoke those. She told me. Yeah.
And your mom stopped.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cold turkey when you were born.
Well, no, she stopped. I think, like when my brothers were like five or six or something. So like in the mid 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. When it started to be like, maybe this is poisonous.
I didn't grow up with cigarettes, but I think my brothers did, you know, there were smoking in the house and stuff. So
it, you know, and movies make it look really cool.
Are you kidding me? Think of every old, it was all Humphrey Bogart, and this is the Betty Davis with the glamorous cigarette.
Betty Davis. It was just,
it made it.
But Meryl, you were saying something about jewelry, right? Were you going to say something about that?
So I was, I don't know if I was a little, I wasn't clumsy. I was I don't know. But anyway, we were at a Chinese restaurant, which is, by the way, every Sunday we went to a Chinese restaurant. I don't know if that's Jewish families or, but that was our Chinese food restaurant day.
Love it.
So my mother had all those glamorous, gorgeous rings. And I don't know why she let me. I said, Mom, I love, can I just play with your rings? And we were sitting at the Chinese table, you know, the dinner table. And I was holding them, playing with them. And then the guy came to clean. And I took them off. And the guy came to clear the table. And it was linen, you know, napkins.
Oh.
And I'll never forget it.
It became a wonton.
And grandma was like, okay, Meryl, give me back the jewelry. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like,
poor Arlene. Was she upset?
She was, well, no, my mother never got upset. That was just the thing. But they raced back into that into the back room, and they found it.
Oh, they did.
Yes, all those glamorous, gorgeous rings.
Oh, yes. God.
Were they expensive, or were they like costume jewelry?
No, they were expensive. They were her beautiful, big. Wow. You know, her big. Big rings, yes, or opal rings or diamond rings.
Oh my God, I love it. I am inspired by Arlene's style. I am inspired.
She's great.
Maggie
style.
Has a ring holder that is a skeleton.
It's a skeleton hand. It's so weird.
But it's a ring holder.
I love it. It's so cute. Yeah. My nieces were like, what is this?
Did you get your gown, by the way?
Yes, I got a gown. A medieval gown. Why not?
For what? You know, for what? She goes, for what? Just
no, for fun.
I like you, Maggie. That's fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I like to, like, sometimes when I'm doing, like, you know, because, like, you know, Jess and I will do stand-up and stuff, but sometimes I like to do, like, these bigger shows, and I like to dress up, you know, and, like for my solo show, I like to wear, like, gowns, you know, so it's fun. Yeah,
you would have loved her solo show. Maybe you'll see it in person.
Maybe I'll do it in Florida. That would be nice.
Okay, so you moved to Rockland County.
Yes.
Now you're in Rockland County. When did, I don't know if you have it written down. You have a paper. You do have Pluto written down. So tell us about what kind of child you were.
Yes.
Were you outgoing or were you shy?
I'm going to need major therapy after this.
This is supposed to be therapy.
But sometimes it makes our guests feel, they leave worse, as they say.
They leave worse.
But
this is what she wants to hear.
Because we bring up all of the traumatic events, but we don't. Yeah. So that's, you know.
And you can share whatever you like, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's up to you.
I do see it written down, though.
I wrote it down because I think she really wanted to hear my Pluto story, even though I told you. But it is really strange that all my stories when I tell my kids have been about me being really shy, and you know, now I'm laughing about it. But they were they were really sad. But
and now she touches strangers.
What?
I mean, sorry. Like you. What?
Jess, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean that when she meets somebody, she is very personable and is very excited to meet people.
Well,
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you, because that was just a horrifying way to say that. But Meryl, I mean,
she's a people person now.
You seem so outgoing and lovely and gregarious, and you know, so it's interesting to hear that you were shy as a kid. Is that what you mean? Like
brutally shy.
Really?
Terribly.
Wow.
Yes.
There's two shy stories.
I want to hear.
There's quite a lot of shy stories. Yeah. Well, actually, this is before Rockland County, so let's.
Okay, we're going
back.
Okay,
we're going back to Brooklyn. Let's go back to Brooklyn. Yep. I could laugh now, but oh my God, this was awful. I would think I was in kindergarten, or maybe we had pre-K at the time, and oh my God, as clear as day, I remember we had a little cardboard cutout that said your bus stop, your like whatever, I guess you were bus A or red A or whatever, I don't know what it was, and it was on a little, oh my gosh, we used to do ponytails, those little fuzzy little
pipe cleaners,
no, not pipe cleaners, just they were just, we used to tie, make
fuzzy
little bows,
scrunchies. Okay,
something like that. So anyway, that's what the cord was around and hung, and that's where you lived in your bus stop or whatever. And I was playing blocks, and I was on my knees, I guess, and I guess whatever, and I ripped my card, like, in half, or just...
Yeah.
I can't believe how much I laugh about this. This is so sad. And the day comes to an end, okay, everybody line up, who's on the bus, who's getting picked up, and I just go, so shy, didn't say a word, nothing, didn't, you know, and then I go in the bus, and... They're driving up and down the Brooklyn streets. Now, how old am I? Four?
Five.
Maybe. I don't know. I busted. Stop it. Just all, bro, it all looks the same. Just streets, you know, with stoops and just, you know. Anyway, so. The bus. He's dropping this kid off, this kid off, this kid. I'm a little kid and I'm behind the thing. The bus driver's like ready to go back. Like, okay, we're all done. All of a sudden he turns around and he sees. I'm sitting there and he goes, what are you still doing here? He goes, I'm all at the bus drop off. He goes, why didn't you get him? I said, I don't know my bus stop. It all looks the same. He goes, well, bring your... He goes, well, let me see your bus stop number. And he goes, and it was ripped. That's it. I'm just...
So you went home with the bus driver.
No, I did not go home with the bus driver. I
you
really
had a new family.
Exactly. It could have went that way. It really could have went that way. Like,
that's so...
She's so quiet. She doesn't talk so much. Maybe she's so stupid. Maybe she doesn't even know where she lives. We could probably take her, and she'll have no clue.
The 60s, man.
Because who doesn't know where they live? I don't know what happened. It was just, and I think this guy was in shock. It was
is that when Nanny ran?
Yeah, okay. He had no clue what to do with me. And then he said, okay, we're going to go up and down the streets. And mind you, it's Avenue L, Avenue M.
Right.
It just looks the same. It's just...
Totally.
It's not certainly driving around Parkland like, oh, yeah, Tall Pines, I live here,
it all looks right. The same, right?
It's just streets. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I have no clue where I live. And I... because we all live together. Everybody always lived in the duplexes in Brooklyn and stuff, or like maybe two houses down. And I just see my running. I would flail my hands and show you, but I don't want my flab to shake. So I'm going to spare you.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
Okay. Oh, you're so sweet. But it was much more frantic waving than I'm doing now because I don't have an earthquake and shake things up with my own hands. Okay. But anyway, Nanny, we called her Nanny. Mm-hmm. Squirt, stop the bus, stop.
Oh my goodness.
I wonder how late it was.
All the kids got dropped off, and that was a long, that must have taken a long time. And I just was dying. And then I was just like, through the tears, I was just turned around. And I was like, oh, like I just saw my angel. I was like, that's my nanny. And she's, stop the bus. And I was like, oh. And he goes, do you know? And I said, yeah, that's my nanny. And the guy, stop.
Get the fuck out.
Oh my god. Oh.
And I just jumped in her arms, and I could still to this day feel her arms wrapped around me. Honest to God, it was unbelievable.
Oh.
And what happened with my car? And it tore. I didn't know where I lived.
Oh my gosh.
Traumatic.
That is traumatizing, you know?
It was traumatizing.
Now Nani, but, is that that's your grandma? That's your mom's
Nanny.
Your mom's mom?
Yeah, that was my mom's.
Her grandma. I had her, and she died when she was 98.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had my great-grandma until I was 17, like in high school. Yeah.
Wow, 98. Yeah. That's great.
I was a senior. I was a senior in high school when she passed, and what's crazy to me is that you had your grandmother.
I had
so
my grandmother
50.
Till I was... No, older than 50.
It was your 50th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe even older.
Oh,
52.
No. I was like 52.
But hearing that story as a kid, and my nanny was like, old when I was, so she had like a cane. So to picture her telling that and to see them like, nanny ran?
Right.
Like the way that you meet the person is how you always picture they were.
Of course.
So it was just, but she was the best. So sweet.
Yeah, she was awesome.
And she
really
played basketball.
Oh my god.
She's the captain of her basketball team.
That's so cool. Wow. So now.
Yeah, so that's my little sad story.
Now, do you feel like.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, yes, like I would be nervous as well. Like, I mean, you're on a bus alone. You don't want to be like, hey, like, I don't know where I am. Like, it's.
It was horrifying. But, it's amazing that I could still feel that. But going back to the shyness, you would think that when I noticed I ripped my tag, like most kids maybe would have went to the teacher, look, I ripped my bus stop tag here. Could you help me out? But
I don't know. Kids are stupid.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Well, she works with kids, so she knows.
Right.
But.
But and you said you had another. But so, what do you think the shyness was from? Like, I'm always curious about that. Like, when did you grow out of it? Like, was it a slow process or?
Yes, very slow.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know where shyness is from. I don't know if it's hereditary. I don't know. I used to call it a disease because it was just. Yeah. No, I did. I. It's.
Oh.
You were ill.
I think it's some sort of not depression, because sometimes people can't explain depression.
Right.
They're like, well, what's depression?
A mental illness.
Chemical imbalance or something. You know, and it's like saying
your personality is chemically off.
Well, you can't say, go talk to that person. You can't move.
Yes.
You can't talk.
It's paralyzing. Yes.
You can't. It is. Mm-hmm. You can't raise your hand. Do you have a question? Raise your hand. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. You don't want to hear yourself. You're just whatever.
It's severe anxiety.
I think it's anxiety.
It's a form of anxiety. Yeah. It's a form of social anxiety. See?
Totally.
We are psychologists.
And, you know, I was pretty shy as a kid myself. And I remember thinking to myself at 13, I said, you know, I was like, you have to train yourself, Maggie. You have to, you know, you got to get through this because you're going to live in the world, you know, like you got to figure it out. Yeah. I remember telling myself that. But I used to call it the personality shutdown. That's what it felt like, you know, because I was like, I know I have a personality. I know that I have things to say, but I'm so nervous. You know,
right? Interesting.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah. And at home, were you shy at home too?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. I remember Cousin Ricky. I had a little Alfred, little sailor outfit, and I had little matching. You know, we always have those cute little matching. It was just a little matching. I'm trying to think of the proper. I don't want to say that P word. I hate that P word.
What's P word?
The what?
Panty. I hate that word. It was like a little sailor something. I don't know.
Sailor panty.
Sailor panty.
Oh,
I hate that word.
Okay.
But whatever it was, it matched.
Undies? Undies?
No, it was part of the outfit. It was a little, it was whatever, something ridiculous. But anyway, our cousin Ricky saw me wearing it in the picture, and he goes, oh, I see your underwear. And just in a picture, I wasn't even wearing it there. And I was so mortified that I left the, my pop, my eye. I told you I have weird ears.
Do they fall out? Do they fall out a lot?
All the time.
Yeah, that happens to my friend too. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the AirPods because I think I'll lose them. But anyway,
it's a weird thing. Yeah, so Cousin Ricky
looked,
of course it was right. And he goes, oh, look, I can see panties in there.
How old was he?
Like a teen, you know. Teen
okay.
Teen, was like a boy.
An old man.
I know. I was Cousin Ricky was 40 at this time, I'm like, Cousin Ricky, no, come on now. Get it together.
No. It was obnoxious. And he freaked me out. And I ran out of the room and I hid. And I was mortified that I was like, and I remember saying, no, it's part of the outfit. And then for a minute, I really thought I was up, you know, in a 10 by 12 picture showing my
panties.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was, and my mother had, they had to coax me out. I did not speak.
Okay, so
everything drove me crazy.
Your last shy moment, and then we'll transition into when you became a party gal.
Oh, yay. But I'm excited.
Shy.
Your school. See, I have a memory as a child of you telling us this story. In your bed, we slept in my mom's bed, my sister and I, for a very long time, because when my dad wasn't here and he was in Jersey, we slept there till we were like 10 years old. In the bed.
Gotta love it.
Every night.
I mean,
was that weird? Wasn't that weird?
I don't know. Well, what is weird? I slept in my parents' room until I was 10, because my brothers, there were only 2 bedrooms, so I had to sleep.
Right.
And then I slept in the living room, and then my brothers left eventually.
Well, that was a space thing.
New York. Yeah.
New York apartment.
Yeah.
Space.
Our New York apartment. My sister was in the crib. Aunt Holly was in the crib, and Jay and I were in bunk beds, and that was totally normal.
Totally.
That is. That's
like
normal.
Where's your who had a room? You didn't.
Exactly.
Have a room.
Oh no.
Right. So I remember you telling me this as like a bedtime story. Your memory.
I just think it's so funny. But it wasn't weird that, by the way, sleeping, because I read your story. So I was reading you a story and Carly's story. We all read a story together. And then I had less beds to make the next day. So
totally.
It just worked out.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Your class presentation.
Oh. Why do you love this one so much?
Because it's short and it ends in a way that everyone gets to laugh.
Okay, so it's, again, I don't remember. And this is a little embarrassing because it's not when I'm 4 or 5 years old. Like, when do you learn the planets?
Oh, I thought it was.
No, that's why. Why are you making me tell this story?
She's traumatized.
Right.
Well, no pressure, Meryl, whatever.
Maybe 9. Maybe we learned planets 4th grade we started.
I was 24. This was in college. This was in grad school. Right. I didn't tell you that part of it. So it turns it a little. No.
Okay.
I don't know when you learn planets.
Oh. I think 4th grade feels like. We start. We
I
memorize.
Think younger. I'm going to go with younger.
Okay, 3rd grade.
Okay.
So we're learning the planets, and everybody was lined up accordingly in the order of the planets, and I clearly remember Pluto.
But controversy now.
Not a planet.
Know? Is it a planet?
That's right. You know? That's right.
I still think of it as a planet. It's always a planet in my heart, you know. Okay. So.
Yeah, not a planet.
Well, I think so of when Pluto there were... as something completely different in my memory. I hate Pluto.
Fuck Pluto.
Pluto is triggering.
It is very triggering. It's like, I didn't hold the damn Pluto sign. I went to dance it on, drum roll, peed in my pants because I was too shy to raise my hand and say, Mrs. Smith, here it is. How do you do that? You're up there with all your kids. And you're just holding your sign. I'm Pluto. This is great. And then the whole class is watching. And there's this whole thing going on. And I go to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I really have to go to the bathroom. I really, really have to go to the bathroom. And that, you say, what is shyness? There you go. My picture is in the dictionary holding a sign. Not being able to raise my hand to say, can someone take my place? I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like,
right.
Stood there,
right.
praying, please, 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 and then it was just,
oh man,
Pluto burst,
and then Mrs. Joe, whatever, I don't even remember.
Were you on a stage, or was it in the classroom?
No, I was in the classroom, in the front,
right,
you know?
Okay,
but I just, it was, and I don't remember anything, I just remember the teacher saying to me, or asking me, why didn't you just raise your hand? Mm.
They were shaming you, and that's not
right. That's
not
okay. They should have said, hey, can I help you? What can I do to help?
First of all, you'd think the teacher would have looked. I was probably squirming, and if she would have paid attention.
Right.
And
3rd grade, though. Pretty independent, you should be.
You're shaming me!
Yeah, Jess, you're shaming Meryl right now.
I'm going to look that up.
Well, because we in the preschool, when the kids would... this one girl would pee her pants all the time, and then when all the other kids would see, they'd be like, ew. Oh. So we would, as teachers, we would try and hide it so no one else would see, so that they didn't make fun of the other kids.
But this was pretty hard to but the teacher, hide, because this was just, and in those days, don't forget, we wore, the girls wore dresses, so that must have been
oh, lovely. Did you pee on the floor?
Probably. I think I did.
Like, did you?
Yeah, Pluto's water broke.
Oh my God. But do you feel like the other kids
back.
Knew?
I'm so sorry.
Like, did the other kids
know? Had to.
Video.
Yeah.
I'd had to, because like I said, we wore dresses a lot.
Right.
Which is also another memory. When I got older in 5th grade, we started wearing shorts under our dresses because the boys would look under, they would drop the pencils under your
in
chair.
5th grade?
Jeffrey Fuller. If I can find him, I will try.
Fuck you, Jeffrey Fuller.
We're going to get him.
Let's cancel him.
Pervert.
Cancel Jeffrey Fuller.
I still try to find him.
Let's
he used to drop his
him.
Pencils all the time and look under my dress. And then
that's
I said.
That's so disgusting.
And then we had these little stretchy shorts. Spanx. I invented that, you know.
You know what, though? Dad had told me he used to do that.
There you
oh my
go.
God.
Her dad was one of those perverted little boys looking under our dresses. And every day since, I was like, I can't handle this. And I had to wear little shorts under my dresses.
Wow.
It's torture wearing dresses.
It is.
Did Jeffrey stop when he saw, he was like, prude when he saw your
He's
shorts?
He's like, not interested anymore.
Right. I guess he was looking on the other
side. Right. We're the girls that don't have Spanx.
Right. Can I move my seat? Meryl's wearing shorts. Yeah. It's not as fun sitting next to her anymore,
Ew.
So
what is
gross.
Even to look at?
I don't know.
But 5th fifth grade boys, so, they yes, are perverted. Sure. I mean,
absolutely.
I remember. Brutal.
They're starting. Yeah.
That's when it starts. Yeah. It's. Oof, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did people look up your dresses? Maybe?
Well, I went to Catholic school, you know, for grade school and for high school. But I went to all girls Catholic high school. But yes, it was a co-ed Catholic mm-hmm. elementary school. So we all wore little school skirts, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. probably, you know, when you're walking up the stairs, they're like, oh, you know, yes. like, yeah. and I'm uncomfortable. I mean, and also in New York City, you know, in New York City, it's like you're walking through the streets in your little schoolgirl outfit, and the men are going wild. You know, it's
right.
It's a lot. It was a lot to take on, which I didn't realize at the time. But now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, that was.
It's, you know.
When you think about it, isn't it really sick?
No, it baffles me.
You're in a Catholic school, yeah,
for a religion that tries
short.
To suppress sexual right. urges and activity. Right. They're creating, they're hypersexualizing right. well, children to like yeah. tempt
yeah.
people.
It's and the socks, well, that Britney Spears did. I mean, that was
that's
one of
right.
the girls oh, walking
out. Oh, Britney.
Catholic school. No, everything about it was just awful. I'm surprised they didn't make you wear high heels. It was disgusting. but we did wear dresses a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't understand it. And this is New York, and it's cold, and the wind, and it's blowing up, and I'm like, what is going on
yeah.
here?
It was horrible.
It was awful.
All right.
Oh, also, Socia, I would bombard the fitting rooms, and we'd go back. I'd make my mother stand out like this, and say, even though the fitting room door had a lock or something, God forbid it was a curtain, and someone looked in and saw me. I was so shocked. I was like, Mom, stay outside. She goes, Meryl, no one's looking. I was like, oh, please, please, please. It was brutal.
When do you think you transitioned out of
right.
that?
Right. What was that process? Yeah.
When I became a hooker.
Right. Back my prostitution days, I really loosened up.
Yeah, I think I decided...
Sixth grade.
No. When I got into junior high school, I started turning tricks. I was like, what the hell? You know, I didn't have to talk. Just to
okay.
Sorry.
I love it.
I've had a lot of coffee this morning.
All good.
I apologize.
Please.
Jesse's going to hit the delete erase button fast when this ends.
No.
I don't know what happened.
We cherish. Yeah. Okay, so you have a question.
Yeah, so, you know, like, do you feel like the shyness kind of, like, did you have to work on it, or did it kind of just, you know what I mean? Like, was it an active choice to work on it, or were you like, oh, it just kind of faded away, and you just became, like, you know, a self-actualized Meryl, you know? Like,
I don't think I worked on it.
Right.
I don't remember getting any kind of self-help books or listening to any.
Totally.
No, seriously. Yeah. I, all of a sudden...
You burst. You came out of your cocoon.
Yeah, like the Pluto, you know. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
The Pluto burst.
Oh, and mine? And, oh, gosh. Mind you, I also wore glasses, like in kindergarten.
Oh, my.
So you know that old saying, boys don't make passes at girls who wear glasses. And then those, yeah, so...
That is.
And of course it was the cat eye one. So they were like this.
Oh, those were fashionable.
Those are cool.
No, they weren't.
Oh, no?
No. Now they were later on. Like
later on. They became, like, I thought, like a 60s look.
They
for women.
Did. But yeah, if you were riding around the Eldorado convertible with you know, a kerchief on, maybe with your hair blowing, but not when you're second grade and you're like, go like that and knock someone in the eye. It's like, could I move my desk from Meryl? Those glasses are killer. I should have worn gave Jeffrey Fulham.
She's so fucking ugly. I need my desk. And she wears shorts.
So funny.
Okay, so did you eventually, because I heard some stories from my grandparents about how you would have some late nights.
Ooh.
Out, so you obviously transitioned as a teenager to be a little party gal. So you don't know when your first.
I really wish I could remember that, like when all of a sudden, because it still went into the teen years where I was quiet in, you know, in the parties. I mean,
do you think you got attention from boys and then?
No, never got attention from boys because my best friend was a gorgeous blonde.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Donna, I'm talking about you. You know who you are, and it was your birthday yesterday.
Donna, if you're listening.
Donna!
She always said I was so
cool. Oh, my
Donna,
gosh.
Donna!
Of course, her name was Donna, like, classic. I love it.
Yeah, she's 12. I look like an 8-year-old boy with curly, frizzy hair, glasses, and flat-chested. And Donna was this beautiful German goddess.
Right.
Who had, like, boobs and a ski lift nose and just perfectly gorgeous hair. Oh, everybody loved Donna.
Wow.
But when you went to Germany.
So here's the story. I went to Germany. One of the best memories of my life. I went to Germany with her family. They were all German.
Uh-huh.
We spent the summer there. I was 12 years old, and her sister was gorgeous. They were built. Mrs. Renner was gorgeous. All gorgeous, beautiful German buxom, beautiful women. And here I was in fancy hair, glasses, and I'm like, and make a long story short, those gorgeous blondes were a dime a dozen in Germany. So here they come and they see me, and they're like, that was hot stuff.
There we go.
Yeah, I got me some attention in Germany in 1972.
I love
into
it.
That
is fantastic.
I think they're still talking about that skinny girl that came over. No, it was true. I swear to God, the catcalls then were literally.
Ew, and you were 12. That's disgusting.
It is right. Disgusting, but they would go. Pss, pss, pss,
oh my
like
God.
Like a cat. Like a cat. Literally like
yeah,
a cat.
Wow.
And I would say to my friend, I was like, what are they doing? They're like, ignore them, ignore them. They're catcalling.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe they thought you were a cat.
I don't know.
It's possible.
78-pound flat, just a big rim.
You're just a very large house cat.
That's so funny. But let me ask you this, Meryl. Like, now, even though Donna was, you know, beautiful, buxom, all this stuff, now, were you, like, the personality? You know what I mean? Like, you were the funny gal, and like everyone's mm-hmm. like, Meryl's so cool, we love her, you know what I mean? Like, is that the vibe?
I don't know, but I had a lot of friends. I don't know
what was your vibe.
Yeah, I know, what was my vibe? Like, I'm gonna have to make a call to Donna. Say,
call
Donna,
what was my vibe?
Donna, go back 40 years. What the hell was my vibe?
You don't remember?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what I probably was. I was a chameleon. This is what I was. That was me. I'm a Gemini. I have two personalities, but yes, I was able to fit in.
I love it.
That is
an adjuster.
So I tell Jesse.
An adjuster. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Major. Yes. I was on. Yes. Yeah. That was it.
Wow.
I had the cheerleading friends, but then I had the friends that were on the hill and smoking cigarettes, and then. Right. Yeah, I was all over the place.
I love it.
I was a chameleon. I really blended in, yeah, with a lot of... And then there were greasers and...
Like in Greece? Like the T-Birds?
Kind of, yeah, Gary.
Oh, we have some things about Greece that we... Remember we...
Oh, we talked about it, yeah.
Favorite. We talked about it when I watched it with my dad, and I was like, this is so sexist. And my dad's like, ah, what a time to be alive.
Right. Right.
It was, and I
that
did look
movie.
Back.
I love
disgusting.
That movie, though.
For
oh,
sure.
My God, it's so good.
It's so good, but
it's questionable.
Also, like, it's hard to
it's
watch.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was. And I saw that in the theaters, and I walked out. I was like, that's the best movie I ever saw. But yeah, years later, when I kept rewatching it, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Did they just say that? Did they?
Oh, gross.
But yes, we did have greasers. They were on one side by the Dairy Queen, and then like the, what do we call them? Pockets? Hippies or whatever. They were on the other side.
Interesting.
And I was.
Was it separated at lunch?
Yes.
Like,
it
was it very.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yes. I was all over. Yep.
Oh, you were a floater.
That's what I was. Yes. Mm. I floated.
Fabulous. Right. It's always good to be a floater, yeah. I feel. You know, and you mm-hmm. kind of infiltrate every group. You make your impact, right?
Yeah.
I did. That's when Stephanie came around. Because I was with the cheerleaders, Amy and all them. And
was
then,
she cheerleader, Stephanie?
No. She was too cool for school.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She was a skipper.
She was a skipper. We don't do this. We're going out for lunch.
Oh.
And we, you know, we take our fancy schmancy handbags and she made me buy all these things. And we'd
go
out.
For bagels.
Well, we were allowed to leave to go. Yeah, to
some
lunch.
Schools still do that.
Yeah.
Do they really? Yeah, and then we come back. She's like, Meryl, this. You're so
she's
above
like,
this.
Fuck this school thing. Let's
right.
Get this bagels.
Is, yeah.
Just like
she sounds
bagels.
So cool.
But then, yeah. But the next day, I would hang out with Amy and the cheerleaders and go to a pep rally, But I wouldn't, that was my separate life from Stephanie. And then I go, oh, Kevin, shout out to you, Kevin, you bad boy.
Oh my God, Kevin.
Is he still alive?
That's the one I took, met in the city, and I took Carly.
Oh God, that's weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were in the city.
Okay, so as we wrap up with your childhood memories.
Oh good God, get me out of here. I'm boring myself.
No, I love it. Now, who is Kevin? Who is this character?
Yeah, we'll wrap up with, as you progress to your teenage years, your slew of men that you brought home or stayed out with. So go ahead and...
Yeah, we might have to have part 2, 3, 4.
We need a sequel for the slew of men.
Jesse, that sounds awful.
Oh, sorry. You said 20 minutes ago, when I used to be a hooker, so I didn't say that.
Oh my God, that was a joke.
And I'm joking too.
I was a lady of the night. No, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm just telling really stupid jokes.
Okay. So you dated a lot of boys?
Yeah, I thought this was childhood. I thought we're stopping at a...
Well, okay, so do you have any last childhood into your teenage years? Do you want to talk about Germany? You were drinking at 12?
Oh, Germany was... Germany was great. But I just want to do one little childhood story so people don't like cry and feel bad for me. Like, I did have a happy... I mean, I was... a happy little kid. I mean, one of my memories in Brooklyn was a corner store, which were awesome. That was my highlight. My grandmother and my grandfather would take us every Saturday, and we'd go have a chocolate milkshake, which to this day is probably the best thing ever. When it was a real chocolate milk, just spin around, move over so I can show you.
What?
We had our little, used to spin around like this. It was awesome on the little swivel chair. The swivel, they'd spin around. Right. So cool. Get your chocolate milkshake. They'd bring it in that big silver tin.
Oh, the silver tin.
Pour it in that Coke glass. Yes. And then you'd have the last sip, and they'd give you that thing. That was the best. And then we got a comic book, which was 5 cents. Jay got Marvel, and I got Lil Lulu or Archie, and we got candy. And so,
that sounds...
I didn't want you to think I was this miserable, depressed child just peeing on
everything. No, no.
I'm losing my way. I did have some fun.
That's so sweet.
You and I.
Yes, we did have memories. And we did sit on the stoop. Remember the first time I tried to show...
Oh, what about your head getting stuck in...
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead. I didn't know I told you all these ridiculous stories. But I always try to tell Jesse the greatest memories had on the stoop. And I couldn't explain... the stoop before, obviously, she moved to New York and Brooklyn, but we went to Epcot. Was it Epcot? Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
Someplace.
And I was like, oh my God, it was a
Brooklyn stoop.
A Brooklyn stoop. And we started.
Like, we used to play stoop ball. You don't know what stoop ball is? I'm it sounds not fun.
It's great. Stoop ball was great.
It's the games in the 60s and 70s were like, you pick up a stick and then you put
and hit a rock.
And somebody else picks it up. Yeah. It was like, my God.
Hopscotch was amazing. I actually wanted to get sidewalk chalk and make a hopscotch.
Do you want to talk about how you got your head stuck?
Not really. I don't even.
No presh.
We're slipping from mem to mem. We haven't counted. All right, head stuck, slew of men, and then we'll wrap up.
Yep.
Oh, head stuck. I don't know why I did it. We had the stoop and you had the metal railings and the slats, and I, honest to God, couldn't tell you why I stopped. But then my grandfather, who I thought was like the Hulk, just... my memory is that I swear he came over and with his bare hands open. That's my memory. And just rescued me.
That's so funny. See, I thought you were going to be like, oh, they put like butter on my neck and like oil.
I don't know. They probably did.
I don't know.
They probably had to saw it out. But my memory is my hero, my grandfather, just ripped it with his bare arm. That is
absolutely.
Honestly, that's what I remember. And, I think I told you too many stories, Jessica.
I know your whole childhood.
My goodness. That's some whacked out stories. But my junior sister once... got her head stuck. My brilliant sister with her very high IQ. She also did something ridiculous. When we moved to Rockland County, we had a two-story, and we had this magic chute, which there must have been little elves down there doing our laundry, because all we did is open up the closet, take our laundry, throw it down, and magically, less than 24 hours later, our clothes were folded and put back in our drawers. Who was that mystery laundry elf, you know? My mother, of course. But
I'm over here like, who was it? Who was the elf?
Right? I want one.
I must know.
And then Holly, my sister, said, this is fascinating. Like, what is this? And she proceeded to put her head in.
Oh, my God. Did she fall down?
And she got her head. She didn't fall all the way down, but...
Got her head stuck?
She got her head stuck. But if I was a mean sister, I could have probably pushed her in, but I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Such a good big sister.
Oh.
She was an awesome big sister. But, she got her head stuck, too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Lastly, we'll wrap up with the teenager you became.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cocaine.
Did not. As a teenager, absolutely not. What are you saying the teen years are?
16, 17?
No. No cocaine. What are you, crazy?
All right, I was just trying.
That's definitely young for cocaine, right? I mean.
That was ridiculous. I think she tried to put truth serum in my coffee. No.
Okay, but you dated a lot of men. You wouldn't come. So there were no cell phones.
Absolutely not.
For our millennial listeners.
Yes.
And Gen Z.
That was.
There, no cell phones, so. I remember grandma telling me that you would, like, not come home, and they would think you were dead.
I did come home, but we stayed out a really long time.
What were you doing?
We would go out to clubs. Now, mind you, I did go out to clubs. I went to Studio 54 at 16
I
years
love
old.
It.
Here's my great Studio 54 story.
Mm-hmm.
My did friend Stephanie, the one that was too cool. Of course, Stephanie, the one that... We went out to lunch in high school. So, of course, at 16, we're in Studio 54, which was really happy. All got dressed up. My friend Lisa, we really did look like Charlie's Angels, the original Charlie's Angels, not Drew Barrymore and Karen. Yeah, the original.
Right.
Lisa had big feathered hair. Stephanie had short Kate Jackson hair. And I had the...
Farrah Fawcett.
No, I wasn't Farrah Fawcett. Lisa was Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
I had Jacqueline Smith.
Okay.
Feathered. Anyway, I have feathered to say, poodle. And I will show you that picture. I look incredible.
Oh,
gold glitter.
That can be. That should be the picture
awesome.
We use, Jess.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Yeah.
We looked amazing. Stephanie drove to the city. Huge line. Oh no! And then we parked. Okay, so we parked. She parked in a lot. We paid, but then it was farther than we thought, so we took a cab. We got out of the cab. Charlie's Angels, and like this, you, and
oh,
it was crazy.
I love it.
We start walking up the door. My friend Lisa, I love you. I'm so sorry for your life, how it turned. She decided to have a panic attack and freak out.
Oh,
we were at the door, and who knows what's in there in the 70s. I mean, this was Studio 54. And she just had, she goes, I can't go in. And I was like, we're going in. We just drove from Rockland County to, you know, we're going in. And nope. And I'll never forget that day. I mean, and unfortunately, I mean, she did struggle with mental
illness
after that. That was the very first sign.
Wow.
And,
God damn it, you bitch. Didn't let us get into Studio 54.
Oh, man.
Never. Poor girl,
you guys
a panic
turned
attack
around.
Like,
you went home.
You
didn't go in.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh my God, Lisa. I know she struggles, but okay.
She struggles. She owes me big time. And the hottest guy. Oh my God, that she met. We were all playing cards at Amy Rosenwasser's house, and he liked me, and I'll never forget this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he came to said, he goes, you know, Lisa and I met, but I didn't know, and I met you, and I really like you, and he said, I want your phone number. It. Oh, and I want your phone number. I'm whispering like as if Lisa's hearing me, you know. And
you know.
Because I really like you. Give me your number. You know, Lisa can have my friend, and I'd rather date you. And what's your phone number? 352-2205.
Wow.
One number.
Talk about a good friend. Just to mess with his head. But I should have just said, no, I don't do that. And I probably did do that. And then he kept insisting.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, let me just shut him up in 2205. Man, it was hard.
Who knows what you would have become if you gave him the right number.
True.
Maybe I wouldn't be here. This pod wouldn't exist. If you went into Studio 54 and participated in one of their famous orgies that night, maybe I wouldn't be here. Any final thoughts about your childhood?
No, it really was. I'm glad I could laugh about all the little sad parts.
Of course.
No, but look what came out of it.
Wow. Yes.
But this little nugget was shy also.
Yeah, you said that, Jess. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's, I don't know, again,
hereditary and then we
something.
Just burst.
Blossoms, yes.
Big bang up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Burst. Shut up, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is a thing that, the way you describe it is how I felt. I used to go to my friend's house and be like, I'm sorry, by just walking in the door. And
she used to say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for living. I'm so sorry. Am I taking
I'm so sorry for breathing.
Yeah.
Yes, I could really just go out and.
I'm working on it. I still apologize.
Yeah.
But sorry, we're not sorry. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Meryl. It was so lovely to have you, honestly.
Where can we plug you in? I want all our followers. You gotta follow the business account. What is it, Marty's?
Oh, just you mean for our Instagram and Facebook, Marty's Sportswear.
Marty's Sportswear on the gram.
Marty's Sportswear.
We're so
thanks
grateful
for having
that you
me.
Got to
oh
be
my
on.
Gosh.
Thanks for listening.